Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, as you can imagine, the US elections dominate a lot of the front pages, including pictures as well. But the lead story on the Irish Examiner is Garda alarm at extra drinking hours. Garda HQ has warned the Department of Justice that more public order problems will be the inevitable consequence of proposed laws to extend opening hours. According to department officials, Garda management said there were insufficient resources to deal with the existing 2:30 a.m. closing times, and that expanding alcohol availability will exacerbate demands on an already overwhelmed force. The comments are contained in meetings between Garda managers and department officials released under the Freedom of Information Act. The Garda Representative Association, the staff body for frontline members, told the Irish Examiner the force is already at breaking point and that a substantial increase in numbers, up to 2,000 more, would be required to police the extended hours and under-government plans in the Sale of Alcohol Bill 2022 and the Shorter Intoxicating Liquor Bill 2024. Opening hours of nightclubs will increase until 6 a.m. with pubs allowed to extend trading to 2:30 a.m. And the officials noted the AG, Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, said that this will present a serious issue from a resource and rostering perspective. AGS said there was insufficient resources. And also, Garda told officials that staggering closing times will merely prolong rather than reduce the need for Garda resources and result in their not being available to undertake other policing duties at those times. So an interesting story there on the front of the Irish Examiner. The Irish Times, it leads with the America decides election day arrives amid fear that nothing will be resolved, according to the Irish Times, and full details and accounts there. And it also has the front page story on court pauses Dublin airport passenger cap, airline seeks ruling from European courts as they claim cap breaches EU law. And interesting to see how that story develops over the coming months as well. The Irish Independent, its lead story, school children warned of threat to safety in gang feud. Two primary school children have been formally notified by Gardaí that they are under threat as part of a dangerous feud in Dublin. The pupils were the subject of threats in recent weeks after an anonymous phone call was made to their school warning that they were targeted. The two children are believed to be among the youngest people ever to be served with a Garda information message warning them of a threat to their safety. And more details on that story inside the Irish Independent. The Irish Daily Mail, it headlines the record €173 million in sports grants. That's more than has been allocated in the past 4 years, as opposition accuses the coalition of trying to buy the election. This story by Craig Hughes and Sarah McGuinness. And I know this announcement was made yesterday, but a bonanza of €52 million in extra funding for sports grants was found at the 11th hour, according to the paper, as the government vies to send out really good news ahead of the general election. And the opposition once again accused the government of trying to buy the election after Sinn Féin public expenditure spokesperson claimed it was trying to buy the Irish citizens with their own money in a desperate bid to cling on to power with its budget 2025 giveaways. So election mode is very much in swing, despite the official date not being called yet, but everybody in election mode by the looks of it. The Irish Daily Mirror, its lead is Spain floods hell, trapped in a chamber of horror. Irish woman tells of nightmare as car park searched for bodies. Spanish police are scouring submerged underground car parks in Valencia in a bid to find more victims of the deadly floods. Irish woman Leia Plunkett, who's 22 below, who lives in the city, is helping the cleanup operation. She said it's like a nightmare. There are dead animals on the street, cars piled up on top of each other, and people looking for their loved ones in those cars. Really desperate scenes in Spain. And so many of us travel there. It's extraordinary to see it happen to a country we all know so well. The Herald, its lead story is ballot proof. The monk posts 100k bail to secure release from Spanish prison. Jerry the Monk Hutch is more determined than ever to stand in the general election after his release from custody in Spain. And that story is also the lead story in the Irish Daily Star. They say 100k, that's a Lanzalotti. It's this headline there. The Irish Sun, a different take on the Oasis story, actually, that we had a story in the news bulletin there about Oasis scams. But this time, Oasis bust up fears, be here now or you won't get paid. Noel and Liam Gallagher will not get a cent until their Oasis tour starts in case they fall out. the feuding pair are to get their joint €7 million fee for each gig only after playing Insider's Reveal. And that's the lead story and exclusive on the front of the Irish Sun. So going inside the papers, and I may as well just pick up on that story, inside on page 7, a row between the Gallagher brothers would have a massive knock-on effect if it leads to Oasis gig cancellations, industry experts warned last night, and promoters have drawn up contracts stating that Noel and Liam will not get paid until their reunion tour kicks off in case the notoriously volatile pair fall out beforehand. It has been a concern, hasn't it, when since they even announced those gigs next year. Now, other stories inside, in page 5 of the Irish Times, the NTA has yet to use taxi suspension powers despite a rise in complaints. A record number of complaints was made against taxi and other private hire drivers in 2023, with December producing the highest monthly figure ever recorded. And over the course of the year, 1,782 complaints regarding small public service vehicle drivers were recorded, with nearly half connected to a taxi driver's failure to provide cashless payment, which they have been legally required to do since September. And despite the increased numbers, however, the National Transport Authority has yet to invoke its powers to suspend a taxi, hackney or limousine driver in the 10 years since it was given the power to do so under a specific demerit system. So an interesting story there about the regulation of taxis on the inside of the Irish Times. Another story that caught my eye inside the Irish Times: they actually meet the students completing the first degree for influencers. So Ellen O'Regan reports here. She said this time last year, the announcement that the Southeast Technological University was launching a new course in content creation and social media led to a flurry of tongue-in-cheek media reports about Ireland's first degree for influencers. And she actually goes on to speak to some of those who've completed the first year, and a 22-year-old, Harry O'Diffay from Kildare, packed in his job as a bank cashier to enrol in the SETU course and pursue his dream of becoming a travel influencer and podcaster. He says, telling people you're going to do influencing or content creation, people just laugh. Your friends doing law and all those big courses, and they look at you and say, what kind of job do you actually want? And he hopes that the course will give him the tools to turn his interest into an actual income through the likes of paid brand trips or partnerships. So that's inside the Irish Times there. Other stories: there's a launch of a new health insurer expected to put downward pressure on the price of cover. That's inside the Irish Independent. Charlie Weston reports the health insurance market is due for a huge shake-up with the launch this week of a new player backed by insurance giant Aviva. Level Health is expected to undercut its rivals with competitive new plans to be launched on Thursday. More on the Irish Daily Stars, talking about the weather. We've noticed that it's a bit warm at the moment, so the mercury could hit 17 degrees this week. Ireland, Indian summer looks set to continue for another few days. Matt Aaron predicting the thermometer will rise to a balmy as well, I suppose, at this time of year. 17 degrees, the national forecaster said, will be treated to temperatures well above the November average this week. We could do with a bit of sunshine to go along with the grey, gloomy, warm weather, to be honest. But there you go. Beggars can't be choosers. And reduce school sizes to 19 pupils, says a teachers' union. The next government should reduce class sizes to 19. Introduce incentives to keep teachers here and establish more special schools, according to the country's largest teachers' union. And that story is on is inside the Irish Examiner as well. So a lot of people competing for political parties' attentions ahead of the election being called this week.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.